Folks really don't want a swingers club outside their home.
What they do is strictly among consenting adults behind closed doors.
If you're a small business owner, you've probably familiarized yourself with local zoning laws. These laws allow the government to say who can build what and where. But what's to stop the government from creating laws targeting a specific business? One Nashville lawyer is using the arbitrariness of zoning laws to fight back against what he sees as government overreach.
Basically, my feeling is if I own my property, I can do with it whatever I choose.
Larry Roberts is currently representing his client who wants to open up an adult swingers club on their own private property. The problem? The property backs up to a private Christian school.
For a 5 or 6 year old to ask their mother or father what a swingers club is, that's an issue they shouldn't even have to consider or confront till they become adults.
Ricky Perry is the principal of Good Pasture Christian School and is leading the charge to keep the swingers club from opening. So what's his biggest fear? That students will be physically harmed by the swingers club members?
We're not worried about that. It's really the spiritual aspect of affecting a child's mind and really polluting their mind with what we feel like is ungodly activity.
Robert's client, who wished not to be named, bought the property at 520 Lentz Drive in a community right outside of Nashville back in November. At the time of the purchase, the property was legally zoned for private club use. If you think the building is a little boring on the outside, you're right. Robert's client promised the community that there would be nothing visible on the exterior of the property indicating that it was a sex club. They also promised that the club would only operate on Friday and Saturday nights, a time that would not conflict with school hours. Unsatisfied, Good Pasture took their complaints to the Metro Zoning Board, and emergency laws were quickly created that outlawed private clubs within 1,000 feet of churches, schools, or playgrounds. Robert's client would have to take his business elsewhere.
I think that we have to be kind of protective of the community and be respectful of what they want to see in their community.
Councilwoman Karen Bennett pushed for the emergency city zoning amendment. Her amendment removed 4 zones in the county from permitting club use.
Nashville has allowed clubs as a permitted use in Davidson County since 2006. In that time, since 2006, none of those clubs have put in a permit for the 4 zoning uses that I removed from the code as being allowed locations.
Well, none except the swingers club.
The zoning law specifically targets my clients.
And you can certainly interpret it that way.
I think zoning laws are arbitrary in many instances. I think they are designed to control the community.
Just how arbitrary are these laws?
The new law says that my clients can't operate a private club in that area, but it does not affect their ability to operate a church there.
That's right. The Swingers Club has found religion. It will now open up as a church called the United Fellowship Center.
People can go and engage in fellowship. They will still be able to dance, to meet new people, but they won't be able to engage in any sexual activity there. If they are of a mind to do that, they will have to go someplace else.
The floor plan's basically the same. They just changed the names. For example, the dungeon became the choir bell room. Another dungeon room became the choir room.
The United States Constitution says that Congress shall make no law respecting religion or the free exercise thereof. They can't tell you what is or is not a valid religion. You don't have to go and get the government's approval. There is no requirement that you get a tax exemption. Otherwise, the government would be in control of your church.
Metro Zoning agrees and has said that they must legally take United Fellowship at their word that they are a church and allow them to open. Later on, if there are legal complaints brought against the church, then there is a precedent for the courts to rule on the sincerity of a belief and not the actual belief itself. But Roberts doesn't think it will come to that.
For all practical purposes, my clients will be a church, and they will have many of the same rules that churches observe, such as do not steal, do not lie, do not cheat, do not harm others, do not kill.
There is one rule, however, that differs from many traditional churches.
Do not commit adultery with anyone without your wife or without your spouse's consent and knowledge.
So what's the difference between a swingers club and a church? When it comes to zoning, it may all just depend on the words that you use.